pocket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show. Hour number three underway here on FM Talk 106.5. Still to come on the program, we'll talk to former Auburn head football coach and Republican nominee for U.S. Senate, Tommy Tuberville. That's at the bottom of the hour, so stay tuned. Join us now, waiting in line, but waiting on hold. Always a privilege to introduce Jerry Carl to the audience, running for Congress in Alabama's 1st Congressional District. Commissioner, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful, Jeff. How are you doing, sir?
Surviving the dream. That's my new slogan.
What a beautiful, exciting day to be alive.
Well, here you are. I mean, you've come a long way. I could say this. Your first debate, I had the privilege of moderating, and now here you are on the verge of becoming a United States Congressman. Just kind of reflect on that.
Well, it's very humbling. It's very humbling. I don't know any other word to describe it. I tell my wife all the time, I don't understand why people are voting for me, and my wife tells me exactly that's the reason. So, I'm here in line in Seven Hills, which is usually a pretty small precinct. We probably got 200 plus people standing in line to vote and have been for an hour or so. It's moving very rapidly, but it just keeps filling up and getting a lot of thumbs up and a lot of positive signs, and we're excited. We're excited.
Yeah, so you say you got, it sounds like that's pretty universal, at least down here in Southwest Alabama, that you got big turnout, record turnout. That's what Merrill said he was expecting. I think that bodes well. You know, obviously Alabama is probably going to go Republican, but I think just if you're looking for a snapshot of Republican enthusiasm and you see what's going on in a Republican state, that's to bode well for Republicans nationally.
25,000. They let me know late last night they had 25,000 absentees that they were going to start counting this morning at 7 o'clock. Of course, being a president county commission, we supply the staff. You know, we help hire the people and that type of stuff. So I'm privy to some of those numbers, and I'm really surprised that the. My opinion, the turnout of Republicans that's going to be represented in that 25,000, but this count today is just, it's mind blowing. Every precinct we have been to has just been full. I'm looking here now, and again, this is a very, very small precinct, and I'm looking at probably 20 people getting out of their car right now to get in line. So it's just a steady flow.
You feel good about your chances. What do you think about the national prospects?
I think the president's going to win. We may not have the answer tonight, but we'll have a good idea. Obviously, we've got to win some key states. Alabama's going to do extremely well. I think he'll do well in Florida. I think we'll take North Carolina. I truly believe the president's going to win the popular vote as well as electoral votes, and we can seal this deal and be done with it. The Senate has certainly been one race or one segment that we've been a little worried about. Again, I think we will do fine there. I think we'll win that one. My only fear is Georgia. What, 4 weeks from now when the election is in Georgia, I'll see who the winner actually is in that race as far as...
Oh, it sounds like we're losing Commissioner Carl there. Can you hear me? No, I think you just walked in.
We've been working as a Republican, as a group. We've been encouraging one another and texting. I was on the phone last night with about 15 part of the team that I've been chosen to work with and talk to and encourage in their races. So it's an exciting time. It truly is. It just, you know, it does my heart good to see this many people turn out to vote. This is the way it should be. And these are not all Republicans, you know, they're Americans. And I'm just excited to see Americans getting out voting. I mean, that's bottom line, that's it.
Real quick, we know you're at the head of the line there. Before we let you go, make a bit, you know, in case there's still some people out there that are still making up their mind, make a closing argument to them.
You know, the closing argument is very simple. This election is going to determine the direction we're going to have in this country. you know, are we going to go towards socialism? Are we going to go, you know, in that direction? Are we going to stand firm and rebuild this democracy as we know it? Or some of us have grown up under. So, you know, I encourage everyone to vote straight Republican. Let's send a loud message and please vote Jerry Carl and give me a chance to go up there and represent families and the friends that we have down in South Alabama and represent them well.
Commissioner, we will have a discussion when this is all said and done and settled, but thank you for taking time for us on this busy day for you, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Thank you.
That was Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl, the Republican for Republican nominee for Alabama's first congressional district, on the line there, waiting in line to vote, and as we were speaking on the phone, had gotten up front, so cut that a little short. 251-343